Welcome back, everybody. This is Steel Belted Radio. We are pre-recorded tonight, but thanks for dropping in. We were talking before about some good stuff coming up at the Times Change this weekend, and that continues into next week. Couple of great shows, three, I guess, coming up next week at the Times Change, all of which are highly recommended. Coming up next weekend, I guess we'll play a bunch more next Thursday, but next weekend, the 8th and the 9th, our friends the 24th Street Wailers are back in town. And they are outstanding. If you've never seen the 24th Street Wailers, get on down there. But coming up on Tuesday, a new artist to us around here. She's been around in Ontario for quite a while. I know Gord from River City Social Club has seen her. He's a big fan, and I'm sure he'll be out. Tuesday the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, for goodness sake. The times changed. Is a young lady named Ginger St. James, and I think you're going to like this gal. She kind of plays as a duo with this guy Slim, who plays guitar and drums at the same time and is outstanding. And it's quite a neat show from what I've seen. I've seen some videos, and I think it'll be great Tuesday night. From the album Diesel and Peas, you might have to ask her about that. I don't know. Ginger St. James, playing Tuesday, Times Changed.
I'd be devastated. Said, darling, you know I'm no good for you. Darling, you know I'm no good for you. Quit holding out, it's not gonna be a try, we can get along. Darling, you know I'm no good for you. Darling, you know I'm no good for you. Everyone knows love's not easy to do. Change a woman like me. I said, darling, you know I'm no good for you. Darling, you know I'm no good for you. But I'll try my best to keep my loving true.
From their brand new record, Where Evil Grows, the best damn live band in Canada, I think. The Sadies have held the crown for long enough. Maybe it's time to turn it over. 24th Street Wheelers, unbelievable. Go check them out next weekend at the Times Change. We heard You Know and Can't Fight It off of their record. And coming up next Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo. At the Old Times Change, Ginger St. James from the new record Diesel and Peas. We heard Salvation and Lonely Crying Blues. That is some good hot rockin' stuff there. Go check it out. Now I'm going to totally shift gears here. I told you that we were pre-recorded tonight, couldn't make it live to the studio. We're having a big birthday party at the Old Sunset Saloon. And it's a mighty special one indeed. How to Feel Old by Jeff Robson. When one of your kids isn't a kid anymore, that's how to feel old. Our eldest and only female child is turning 18 today, and that's pretty crazy. Back in the olden days, we used to get Alicia, or as she sometimes called herself, Sophie, to come down here on the show. It's been a while. She's been busy growing up and stuff, and turning 18 today. That's pretty remarkable. She's a pretty good one, that one. You couldn't ask for a more responsible or awesome person in the world. So we're going to celebrate, and I thought I'd play some songs in honor of that, even though she's surely not listening to the show today. Really, you know, when you turn 18, what else could you play but this song? I just have to. Here it is. Steel Belted Radio.
Problems on the night, over my head, on my shoulders, I'm an adult now. Bowers, you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM. Hey guys, this is Stephen Bowers. Oh God. Hey guys, this is Stephen Bowers. I wish I was as good as Christina Martin. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Your parents dance, and you was born like a man. And you watch them age like apple cores, waltz until they couldn't. Oh, and be as gentle as you can with her hand. And Monday, please come easy on us, 'cause you outnumber us and you'll outlive us. And winter, please fasten to your dress dead leaves what left you. Take us out dancing and be as gentle as you can with her hand.
It's a big mean world, how many times I've told you. But if you don't believe in magic, the meaner it will seem. Let my mistakes be the biggest ones you shoulder. Make your dreams triumph, my dreams. You still never cease to amaze me. You've made yourself some plans and you got somewhere to go. Our time together these days is like aging. I just wish we could all age slow. 'Cause you're a grown up now. A grown up now. A grown up now. And the future looks so bright. Every now and then you still look like a baby. Most of the time you're still the best damn thing in my whole life. And I'll never give you half of what you gave me. I think it's fair to say, kid, you taught me right. 'Cause you're a grown up now. A grown up. So bright, so bright. And there's a picture of me when I was younger, sitting on a picnic table with the same eyes that you have now. And then I had you and your brothers and we were just babies. So I sure don't know how you're a grown-up now. But you're a grown-up now. A grown-up now. You're a grown-up now. And the future looks so
That is a beauty, isn't it? That pretty much sums it up right there. That's a great song from a great songwriter. That's Laurie McKenna with her song Grown Up Now. Before that, we heard our pal Stephen Bowers with Song for Grown You. And we heard TPOH in there with I'm an Adult Now. I thought, you know, I'd play the original indie single version. So, because we're cool and we're hip on anti-commercial radio over here. You know, we are celebrating tonight our Alicia's 18th birthday. That's a pretty huge thing. And I thought, you know, even though she never listens to the show, I thought I'd play some songs for her. And because she's not listening, you'll have to tell her that I played them. So next time you come over, next time you see her, you say that I played these songs. Okay, I got some songs. You know, she's learning the value of good music. And is picking up a thing or two about great music, and has taken to buying great music, which is awesome. Except for the fact that she only seems to buy music that I already own. I pay the iTunes bill, and more than once lately, I've bought an album for the third or fourth time, and I thought maybe I'd play you some of that to make it seem worthwhile buying the same record three or four times. Okay, here's one now. This is brand new. And she just bought it, even though I bought it twice already. Brand new from the Damwells, Steel Belted Radio.
just a bad husband.
heads of different fathers. Margaret had a meeting of the minds with a train. You ain't here, and I'm going insane. So noisy, but I can't hear a sound. I'm stuck on that beat that'll never, ever be found. We'll be right back.
I guess I must be doing something right if I got a kid who likes that kind of music. That is good stuff right there. Good stuff. J.D. Edwards Band from the album Roads and Roads. Is J.D. Edwards ever going to make a new record? I know he's got that Small Glories thing, but J.D. Edwards Band, what's up? This House Will Stand. Before that, we heard The Heartbroken. We heard The Truth off of Tonight Tonight. There's another band. A new record? Ever? Really? And another one, The Beauties before that, Without You, from their self-titled record. When did that come out? Like 10 years ago? I don't know. So good. A couple of new ones, though. We heard something from Matthew Ryan's latest, Boxers, from last year. We heard Suffer No More, and from the brand new record from the Damwells, we heard Kentexas. Not much time left here. I forgot about one show that I should tell you about. Coming up on Saturday, this time at the Pyramid, it's going to be a good one. The Fuse putting out a new record. Now, The Fuse, also called The Six, The Big Beat, lately called Hatcher Briggs. They've gone back to the old moniker, calling it The Fuse. They got a brand new record, and they're having a CD release party on Saturday at the Pyramid, along with Scott Nolan is going to open up. It'll be a great show. Thought I'd play you something from those boys. Let's go to that latest Hatcher Briggs record from Getting There From Here. This is probably my favorite, Boy Chief Hill. Check him out this weekend at the Pyramid.
Our headlights caught them as we took a bend. They looked once, then were off again. Don't know how long they'd been there, but now it looked like they were going somewhere. We were alone on the highway until we nearly hit four ponies in the night on Boy Chief Hill. It was a real place and a real time. I was traveling with friends of mine. We'd left the main road half an hour ago to find a quick way to the next job, the next town. And not too much looked familiar until we nearly ran down the ponies in the night on Boy Chief Hill. My friends, I could know better than I do. I know a couple of them feel the same way too. If you're from the city, well, it's for sure. You learn there's almost no wild horses anymore. But if they can get away, you know that some of them will. And we'll watch what the lights might hit on Boy Chief Hill. Our taillights touched them and they hardly knew what almost hit them or what we'd had to do to keep ourselves alive and straight on the road and not hit some poor creature we'd never even know. The night was hot and the moon was still as we left for ponies far behind on Boy Chief Hill. They ran that night, I hope they're running still. All lights will be on the next time on Boy Chief Hill.
Before I fall, upon the wall. We'll tell the tale of one who lost before the fall.
Great song there. That's I Believe, is done by the wonderful Wendy Bird from her album Natural Wonder, an album of songs written by Jeffrey Hatcher. Wendy Bird will be in town to perform with the Fuse this weekend at the Pyramid. That's pretty awesome. Before that, we heard the Fuse with a song called Before the Fall from their Try and Must Count for Something compilation, and from the Hatcher Briggs record, we heard Boy Chief Hill, and you can check those guys out Saturday night, Pyramid Cabaret. Think I might have to do that. And thanks, everybody. Thanks for being here. Happy birthday to Alicia, and happy day to you. I hope you have a great week. I hope you'll come back here next Thursday. I'm hoping to have the 24th Street Wailers back next Thursday. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm going to try, and it looks like it might be possible. So tune in next Thursday. Hopefully that'll happen. I'll be here on Sunday as well, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. Stay tuned for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, and all kinds of other goodness. Good night.